WTCM News Talk 580. Good morning to you. Crystal Frost show this morning, but Crystal under the weather. So they went to the bullpen, and that's me, Vic McCarty. And Colleen behind the window. Good morning, Colleen.
How here I am morning? Behind the window, as usual. But Bonnie Pintozzi is here.
Bonnie Pintozzi on Wednesdays, as we are wont to do. Good morning, Bonnie. How are you this morning? Oh, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Good morning to you, Travel Authority. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Vic, and I'm very excited with our guests that we're bringing on this morning. A lot of our listeners may already know about this company because it is so popular. It is the premier travel activity in all different ways you can do it. So I'm going to quit talking and let Casey Hoppe tell us all about it. Casey Hoppe is the travel industry manager for a company called Backroads. And good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Bonnie. Good morning, Vic. How are you all this morning?
Doing well.
We are great. You've been up nice and early. We appreciate that because your time zone is real early. And but you have such it's incredible. So let's get right into it. How long has Backroads been in operation? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Backroads is running. It's in its 38th year. Mm-hmm. Our founder is Tom Hale. He's the original founder and president. And he woke up in the middle of the night in Las Vegas when he was working there as an urban planner and decided, I think I want to do bike trips. And he really wasn't even much of a bike rider. He didn't have experience running trips or travel. And so he came up with this crazy idea. And here we are 38 years later, and we're just going gangbusters. So it's pretty amazing. I've worked with the company for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I love this kind of travel. It's active travel. So it's exploring the world on foot, by bike, at your own pace, and really get into the nooks and crannies of the destination. So a great way to travel.
Now, where do you operate your trips?
We're actually worldwide. We have trips all over the globe. I would say the core of our business is probably in Europe, with the majority of our trips operating there. But we also have a great trip offering throughout North America, including Canada. And we also operate in sort of what we call our exotic portfolio, our winter trips, which are generally Latin America, Asian Pacific, even Africa. And we're running in 52 different countries on 5 continents. So a lot of options. No matter where anyone wants to travel, we pretty much have an option for them. So it's, again, a great way to travel. And no matter where you're going, we've got an option for you.
Now, how active do I have to be to do, let's say, a biking trip?
That's a good question. Do you ride a bike, Bonnie or Vic?
Occasionally.
Yeah, I've been known to. Yes.
Okay. Well, very good. You can be candidates for a Backroads trip. A lot of people have the misconception that Backroads trips are only for hardcore, serious bikers. We definitely have some of those people on our trips, but it's not the majority. We find that our guests are generally active anywhere between 2 and 5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And our trips are set up so you have multiple mileage options you can choose from each day. So you can pick whichever you want. You can do our basic option, which might be 25 miles. You can do a short option, which could be 10 to 12 miles. Or there could be a long option for serious riders, which could be 60 miles or more. So you've got a lot of different options. We have van support out on the road as well. And even if you commit to the long option, after like mile 22, if you're tired or it's extremely hot, you can always call it a day and hop in our van and head back to the hotel or go into town. So it's about vacation. It's not a pack ride or a race. We want you to do as much or as little as you like. We build in a lot of flexibility with our trip leaders out there. We generally have 3 to 4 trip leaders on a trip and 2 vans. So a lot of support, a lot of flexibility. And really, I've looked at Backroads and how do we bring more people to Backroads. So it's not just the serious bikers. And I'd say through the 38 years, we really have achieved that. We also have walking trips. We have multi-adventure trips, which are more for the dabblers. So it can be as much or as little as you want. Some destinations, it could be serious hiking in New Zealand or the Dolomites, or it could be leisurely walking in Vermont on country roads and lanes. Same with the biking. So we have a lot of options. Our sales team's really good. They can really help qualify a guest and make sure that they're on the right trip and really put their mind to ease. Like, can I do this? How much mileage is involved? Or is there enough mileage involved? So we've got a lot of options for everybody.
You know, that answers the question I was looking at and thinking about was, you know, how do I know if I can keep up with everyone? But you've kind of answered that, because there's all different ways, and especially assistance. If somebody really thinks that they may be able to go X number of miles, but maybe they, you know, like you said, mile 22 or whatever be the case. That's a great right. up. It's a great backup for you, so you know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's very rare that you have groups of friends or couples that come on a trip and they ride or hike or walk the same exact pace. So, you know, that's why we have those different mileage options. I think my favorite example of that, you know, this is a living example. I went on one of our biking trips in Vermont, and I decided to do the basic option, and let's say that was 32 miles, and there was another gentleman on the trip decided to do the long option. So at the end of the day, you know, everyone does their ride. We come back together as a group at the end of the day and have dinner together, and everyone's talking about which route they did, the mileage they covered, what they saw. And this man tells us that he did the long option twice in a row. And he got back to the hotel before I even did doing the basic option.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So I was feeling very proud until I heard that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you realize, you know, there's no way I could have kept up with him. And he mm-hmm. certainly wouldn't have wanted to wait for me. So everyone's doing their own thing. And so while we have group trips, there's a lot of independence and a lot of mm-hmm. flexibility. So you really do almost have like your own custom itinerary made for you.
Right. And then, you know, question might be out there with a listener saying, do I bring my own bike?
No, we never want you to bring your own bike. We do have some really serious riders who are just really attached to their bikes, who will ship their bike to the trip start and ship it home. But that's expensive. And we own our own fleet of bikes. We have over 6,000 bikes around the world. They're custom designed for back roads. They're super lightweight. They're custom designed titanium bikes with electric gearing and shifting, all the top of the line components. So it's an amazing bike with, you know, everything you would need. And we find that guests come onto the trips and they hop on our bikes and they cover so much more mileage than they ever thought they would, because these bikes are made for touring. Mm-hmm. They're lightweight. They're a lot lighter than a bike they'd probably be riding at home. So, and we also have bike upgrades for those serious racers or riders. We have a specialized Roubaix bike, which they could rent. Otherwise, our regular custom titanium bike is included in the trip price. And people love these bikes. So there's no reason to bring your own bike.
Well, let's talk about trips for families and kids, because you have an incredible program.
We really do. We've got a really robust program for families. And it just continues to grow. The demand is certainly there. People start to travel with us often as couples, and then they grow up, they have kids, mm-hmm. they bring the family. We have multi-generational families travel with us. We have three different programs now for families. We break it out by age category, but we have over 800 departures for families, or I should say nearly 800 departures for families in 2018. So options all over the world. It's not just for summer months. We also do spring break, winter break, ski breaks. So it matches up with all the school breaks. So if people are looking for a winter getaway and they can't get that amazing beach resort, you know, check in with Backroads, because mm-hmm. we have trips to Costa Rica, to Hawaii, for families over those winter months, and many other destinations as well. But we'll take kids as young as age 4 up into their 20s. And they're still traveling, the older kids, 17 to, say, 25, mm-hmm. they're still traveling with their parents. But that older group, they get on trip, they're happy because they're dealing with, we treat them like young adults. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not feeling like they're little kids. And they have a group of peers once they get on trip. And then for the younger set, we have a kids coordinator who really engages with them, gets them excited about the activities, makes sure they're all getting along, having fun. They may take them out for ice cream one night or make pizzas with them. So it's not just about riding bikes or, you know, walking and hiking. It's also exploring that area, getting to know new friends, and just enjoying being outdoors.
And you do have biking equipment for kids, correct?
We do, and that is included in the trip price as well. Mm-hmm. We do the Burley trailers that you pull a child behind your bike. I was pulling my son when he was about 6 months old until he outgrew it. So you can start young with these kids, We also have a kazoo, which attaches to the back of an adult bike that looks a little bit like a funky tandem. Mm-hmm. And then once kids are probably 8 or 9, some 7-year-olds, once they're around that age range, they can hop on our kids' bikes, and they cover mileage like you can't believe. I remember taking my nephew on a trip when he was about 8. And, you know, I was ready to get in the van after mile 20. And I'm like, come on, we're hopping in the van. And he's like, what do you mean? You know, he was not happy with me. But parents are always astonished how much mileage their kids can cover. They've got a boundless energy.
They do, and it's a great way to use it. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, and, yes.
Tell me a little bit more about your active cruising options.
Yeah, this is such a great program. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited about it. We're in year 3. We started to charter some space with AMA Waterways, which is a renowned river cruise company, mm-hmm. very well known and does an amazing job. And when we launched this, we thought, you know, we'll just normally we use hotels and move hotels throughout our itinerary. So we thought we would try river cruising and give it a go. And we launched the program again 3 years ago with just about 3 or 4 departures, not really sure how that would sell. And we sold out the trips in 4 days. So we scurried and got more space and sold that out. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very successful program for Backroads. Our guests seem to really enjoy that river cruise component. There's great synergy between our two companies. And it's just a great way to explore. Our guests don't have to unpack or move ever. They're on that river cruise and they continue down the river. And on the river cruises, you just see so many different destinations and experience these little towns and villages. So it's a great experience, but it can be a little more idle. So with Backroads, we bring our Backroads bikes. We have our Backroads trip leaders, our 2 support vans there. So we run it very much like a Backroads trip where you have those daily mileage options you can choose from. We're seeing some of the local sites as well as doing our bike riding and hiking and walking, you know, meeting local people, wine tastings, olive oil tastings, whatever the itinerary includes, but a really amazing itinerary and a fun, more active way to river cruise. And our guests just seem to love it. We sell it out just about every year. Next year, we have about 48 departures just for the river cruising in Europe. We do 4 different rivers in Europe, the Danube, the Rhine, the Douro, and the Seine in France. So a lot of great options there. And just really based on that success of our river cruise program, we've expanded it now to ocean cruising. So we're doing 2 different itineraries in Iceland, which are onboard ocean itineraries. Mm-hmm. One is a circumnavigation of Iceland. The second one is just the northern coast of Iceland, where you're up sort of the fringes of the Arctic. So very cool itineraries.
Well, it's amazing. And I want to take a moment here to compliment the Backroads family, because when you look at the philosophy of when Tom Hale started this, and you look at it, how this vision has evolved so much, you have incredible, you know, engaged trip leaders. I mean, they're amazing. We have clients who go on numerous Backroads and will come back and go, I wonder if I can get that trip leader. I wonder if I can get that one. Because they just everyone has that passion, that feeling to make this as unique as it can be. It's an incredible company, but the philosophy there is in there from everybody that we work with.
It truly is, and I think, as you said, that really trickles down from the top. Mm-hmm. You know, this is Tom Hale's baby. You know, he created it. He's remained the founder. He's the president. He's involved in all components of the business. He knows all the employees. He meets them all before we hire them. And it's his passion. And so mm-hmm. the people who come to work at Backroads are definitely passionate as well. We've got a really unique lifestyle in our office. I've worked elsewhere. I took about a 5-year break from Backroads after 10 years working there full time and came back. And I love it. I love the people. I love the trips that we offer. It is an amazing experience. And also, I would say, you know, our trip leaders, that's mm-hmm. probably the number one reason people continue to come back to Backroads over and over again. Right. They are all Backroads employees, mm-hmm. which is a big difference from a lot of our competitors, where they may outsource their leaders, or some of them could be employees, but most of them are outsourced. Mm-hmm. We have a renowned leader hiring and training program, and it's been featured on 60 Minutes. It's a very thorough, in-depth training program and hiring program. So we make sure we've got the best leaders out there on the road with our guests. And our guests, like you said, they fall in love with them. Mm-hmm. And they follow them now on social media. They write to them and ask, where are you leading next year? I want to travel with you again. So that's really cool to see. Mm-hmm. And on the family trips, we see the kids look up to the leaders. They're great role models and mentors. They follow them around like little lovesick puppy dogs. Mm-hmm. I remember my son, like, he loved to be in the van with the leaders, and he just adored them. So it's great all around. I think we do an amazing job hiring just these quality people to lead our trips, and it shows.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked a lot about the group trips, and I understand, too, that not all have to be group trips. You also do some real private or custom trips as well.
We do, and it's really been growing significantly in the last few years. I think you may have noticed with your own business, Bonnie, that mm-hmm. Custom private travel is really a growing trend. People want to go with just their friends, just their family. And we have recognized that. We've had people call in and they'll say, I like the idea, just I'm sort of not sure about going with a group. Whereas some people love those group dynamics. They meet new friends. They want to go back the next year and travel with these people they met on their last trip. But some people just want to go with their own group and their own posse. So we've made that really accessible. And I would say our group travel or private group travel is up probably close to 40% mm-hmm. this year and already for next year. So certainly a growing trend. We make it really easy. If you have a group of 8 or more people, you can just call in and take over any open date that we have and just make it your own. And if you've got 8 people, our catalog trip price is generally 10 people. Mm-hmm. So if you have just 8, those 8 people are going to pay just $500 more than the catalog price to have a private trip. So not a big increase in that price for a very different experience if they do want it to be private. And we also do some custom trips, but we'll take as little as 2 people and up to several hundred, depending if you've got people who want to do a meeting or mm-hmm. an incentive group or a corporate-type program.
Mm-hmm. And there's more and more of that. We watch people, traveling with their colleagues doing this. And think about team building that goes on when you're doing
Absolutely.
That. It's amazing.
And now with our, with our boat-based program, it's definitely easy for us to do. Mm-hmm. Even with the Danube River Cruise trip, we do a full ship charter every September, and we sell it out. And that could be 150-plus people.
Right.
So very easy for us to do that for larger groups, for meetings and such.
Now, let's talk about a few of your top trips that are out there, and then we'll get into what's hot for 2018.
Okay. Well, it's hard to pick because every year we have so many great trips. But Iceland, the land of ice and fire, is on fire at Backroads.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, we've got several itineraries there, including the 2 new boat-based trips, or the cruises. But that sells out every year. If someone wants to go to Iceland with Backroads, they should call us now because I think the walking itinerary is already sold out. So a lot of options there. Spain, Italy, France are always top contenders. We do a lot of different regions in each of those countries. And Europe in general sells really well for Backroads. In North America, we've got beautiful multi-sport itineraries in Yellowstone and the Tetons. That is always our number one seller for the U.S. We have great family options there. We also have a deluxe camping option there. We have about 8 or 9 itineraries for deluxe camping in just North America. So great way to see some of the national parks and some of the more scenic areas of the U.S. Canada, the Canadian Rockies, is very popular. For winter getaways, we have Hawaii, Costa Rica, the Galapagos with Ecuador, on mainland Ecuador. So some really great options there. Portugal has been on fire for us. The mm-hmm. river cruising itinerary on the Douro, but also we do the biking and walking there. So really popular there. That was sold out really quickly this year, and people were clamoring for it for 2018. So excited to see that. So those are New Zealand. I could just go on and on.
Well, you have so many. I'm sure you could.
We
would love for you to do that. But Unfortunately, I want to get into, before we run out of time, what are those hot trips? You just talked about some hot trips, but what's the anything for 2018 that you want to announce? Something a little different?
Definitely. We're always announcing new destinations or new itineraries and regions that are popular. Scotland is a new walking trip that we brought back. Mm-hmm. We had offered that years ago, shelved it for a while. Now we've brought that back. We've had a lot of requests for that. We're also doing a new biking and a walking and hiking itinerary in Croatia and Slovenia. We've offered both countries, but different combinations, Croatia on its own or Croatia with Montenegro. So now we're doing Croatia with Slovenia. So that's very excited about that. We also are doing, I mentioned all the new trips in Iceland. Mm-hmm. We're doing Namibia and Zimbabwe. A new walking safari there. That's our first walking trip in Africa. We do a multi-sport trip in South Africa and Botswana, which has done quite well. So we're very excited to offer Namibia and Zimbabwe. I mentioned Portugal. That's the new walking and hiking as well as biking there. Cuba, we're doing strictly biking there. For 3 years, we've been doing the people-to-people exchange in Cuba, doing a walking itinerary. Last year, we introduced our multi-adventure itinerary, which is a combination of biking and walking. And so in 2018, we'll have just a biking itinerary, which our guests were really asking for and hoping for.
Okay, see, these are amazing, yeah. And I hate to cut her, but we are on radio, right? And so yes. I just want to thank Casey Hoppe from Backroads, the number one active travel company, for biking, walking, hiking, multi-adventures. And we at the Travel Authority enjoy working with you. We love sending our clients. And, you know, for more information about what you've heard with Casey or anything like that, just give us a call at the Travel Authority. We'll take you there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bonnie. We appreciate all you do for Backroads and all your support. And, Vic, we appreciate the time this morning, too, to talk a bit about Backroads.
You bet. Very interesting stuff.
Yep. Thanks, Casey.
Okay. Well, you both need to come travel with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Bonnie Pintozzi, the Travel Authority, thank you once again for being in studio with us this morning.
You bet.